Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
About to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
Hey, so we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So Dr. Fauci announced last night in an interview that he is stepping down. He's not officially retiring, but after joining the National Institutes of Health, I believe in the Lyndon B. Johnson administration, he is finally calling it quits in terms of being in the political spectrum of things. He might still get a job with a pharmaceutical company. I think he wants to work on his memoirs. He hasn't found a publisher yet, so he's still going to make money. I think he gets a real kick-ass pension from the government. But Dr. Fauci will no longer be in the role that he currently has as of December. Now, you know, Dr. Fauci, it's been, I've tried to have him come on the show, and I get that he's very busy, probably too busy for a show like mine, and I get it. His team was very, very nice. But with Dr. Fauci, I wanted a lot of clarification as to, you know, the quote-unquote flip-flopping. And even though I, as a physician, can explain to you guys why, well, the science is evolving, why didn't he, from day one, say, look, okay, I'm not going to pick a side. I'm not going to say one thing or another. I'm going to be as honest as possible. And the reason why I didn't criticize him as quickly as everybody else is because the very first public thing he had said about COVID and masks, for example, of, you know, look, guys, I don't think the masks are going to ultimately protect you. I think it's going to, you know, provide a barrier. It was exactly the way doctors think. He was a real doctor then. It was, and then all of a sudden, things just got political. And I get he works for the government. He makes, you know, a very hefty salary, 400 plus thousand. It's a fantastic position to be in. But as a doctor, you cannot get caught on camera going back and forth and supporting things that might not be the healthiest. I mean, we still have mandates. We still have kids forced to wear masks during sports. There were autistic children getting kicked off planes for not, you know, wearing a mask. And Dr. Fauci, even though I've been very, very light on any criticism of him, because I understand what a tough position it is to be when you're in the, you know, the political spectrum of things. You're trying to serve different presidents from different administrations. But he had an opportunity, and he had a lot of weight that where he could have clarified things, and he could have stood up and said what was right. And sadly, he didn't. And when he came on the record after the Trump administration had transitioned to Biden, saying, I didn't feel like I could say what I needed to say during the Trump administration, that was already a shot in his foot in terms of, you know, when you're a doctor, you say exactly what you need to say. If somebody needs a pap smear, if somebody needs a prostate check, I mean, if somebody has, you know, an issue that needs to be taken care of, who cares about whose feelings are going to be hurt? You need to tell them. If you have a patient who's overweight and is going to get diabetes or die of heart disease, and you don't tell them your weight, right, you know, is going to be an issue for your health, you're not a good doctor. And so when he said that he felt like he couldn't say what he needed to say in Trump's administration, then you quit. Okay, I mean, if I work for a corporation, and I have worked for a corporation, where they wanted me to do wrong, I'm not doing wrong. Fire me. I'm not going to do wrong. I'm not going to. So if he felt that he couldn't be a doctor and be true to his craft, then he should have said, sorry, take your $400,000 and shove it. So he lost a lot of credibility, and that worried me because I understand the position he was in. I get it. It's not easy. You worked your whole life. You've worked for multiple administrations. You've learned how to play the game, and now there's a COVID pandemic, and CDC is making all these rules, and now there's these mandates, and our armed forces are getting fired, you know, and they want to protect the country. And here you are now becoming a focal expert and the voice of COVID. You know, overall, he didn't do the job that I think a lot of people hoped he did. He's still going to make a lot of money. There's bobbleheads, there's merchandise and all that. And I do commend him for a very robust career in medicine. But when, you know, we find Tom Brady's jersey in another country in 2 days and we still, 3 years out, can't come up with any clarity on where COVID came from, when the NIH was working with these labs and funding and should be aware of what research they were co-funding in, it just starts to make you wonder, you know, did he turn politician? And nobody wants their doctor a politician, unless, of course, they elected somebody like Rand Paul or Ronnie Jackson. So they say Dr. Fauci, in an interview on Sunday, says he's not retiring in the classic sense. He wants to devote himself to traveling, writing, encouraging young people to enter government service. So long as I'm healthy, which I am, and I'm energetic, which I am, and I'm passionate, which I am, he says, I want to do some things outside of the realm of the federal government. He wants to inspire the younger generation. He's 81 years old. And, you know, he's been advising every president since Ronald Reagan, but I believe he entered the NIH, according to MSN, during the Lyndon B. Johnson. Yeah, he joined the National Institutes of Health in 1968. And then he was appointed director by 1984. So he has a decorated career. I honor him. I commend him for a lot of the work he's done over the decades. But he really missed the mark during COVID. He could have spoken out for, you know, those with autism, those with, respiratory, issues people not feeling like they could breathe with a crappy mask on their face. He could have spoken out and he could have clarified a lot of things. And, you know, instead, you know, he told the political line and it was, it caused a lot of public distrust in doctors. And it's a shame because he is really a highly decorated physician. It's just COVID was a cluster and a half. 1-877.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hi there, it's Joe Montana. Life after football has been full of taking my shot at new things. Now I'm working with Pfizer to tell you about pneumococcal pneumonia. Pneumococcal pneumonia should be the last thing standing in your way.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can strike any time of year. It can disrupt your life for weeks, and in severe cases, it can put you in the hospital and even be life-threatening. And Joe knows that vaccination is one of the best ways to help protect himself from pneumococcal pneumonia.
If you're 65 or older or 19 or older with certain underlying medical conditions like asthma, COPD, chronic heart disease, or diabetes, talk to your doctor or pharmacist about the risk of pneumococcal pneumonia and whether vaccination is right for you. Understand your risk at knowpneumonia.com. That's KNOW pneumonia.com. This is your shot.
This message is brought to you by Pfizer.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So one of my favorite songs is the Rockin' Pneumonia and the Boogie Woogie Flu. I used to have that as a bumper. Got the Rockin' Pneumonia and the Boogie Woogie Flu. And I just love that song. Because sometimes I feel like I have the rockin' pneumonia. Sometimes I feel like I got the boogie woogie flu. But we, sadly, are battling these illnesses and these viruses. Monkeypox, COVID, regular flus making a comeback. And they keep coming. And now the latest we have is something called tomato flu. When I first saw it, I'm like, okay, come on, really? But no. It's called the tomato flu, not caused by tomatoes. You can eat as many tomatoes as you like, not caused by tomatoes. But there is a disease that is rapidly spreading among children in India, we're hearing. It's called the tomato flu. You say tomato? I don't say tomato. I say tomato. I don't know who says tomato. Is that New York? Like, yeah, you put some tomato in there and with your macaroni and your gravy. some tomato. That's tomato. So this was published in the Lancet Respiratory Medicine Journal. And authors state that the first cases that were identified was this May. And what they did is they looked at 82 children between May and July 26. 82 children were under the age of 5, and they were affected in the Kollam district of Kerala. Another 26 cases had been reported in children under 9 living in Odisha. So by now that we're deep, deep, deep into August, there's obviously more cases. But they call this the tomato flu because the rash can look as big as a tomato. Now, we're not talking about the big genetically engineered tomatoes we get in America. I think like those cherry tomatoes, but they're very, very red, and they're a larger sort of pox. And these kids look kind of miserable. So the symptoms, they say, can mimic a variety of viral illnesses, the chikungunya, dengue, hand, foot, and mouth. But they're still, you know, studying it and isolating it. And I think they might have isolated the actual virus they believe it is, but they think it might be an after effect of some of these other viruses. And the symptoms include fever, headache, rash, joint pain, nausea, vomiting, fatigue, diarrhea, body aches, dehydration. So as with any sort of illness, whether it's like chicken pox or COVID or whatever, you get this slew of symptoms, fever, body aches, rash, nausea, vomiting. But what makes tomato flu different are these big, nasty, red pox. And they don't necessarily look like chicken pox. They're a deeper, darker red. Now, we're still learning as we go. This was published in the Lancet Journal of Respiratory Medicine. So the dengue fever and the chikungunya virus different. So with that rash, the rash is very, very red. It's kind of a lot more bumpy, but it's more pinkish red. It's all over. The dengue virus, it's a little different. The dengue virus is where your arm is red, but you get these little white islands. So it's fascinating how doctors can tell your illness based on the type of rash it causes on your skin. These dermatological manifestations of internal illness are a great way for those of us that don't have access to testing in many of these countries to be able to figure out what's going on. And I wrote an article on this so you could see the different rashes. So we can't necessarily say this is dengue fever or chikungunya because the rash is different. These are big, huge red spots. So how do we treat it? Well, hydration, supportive measures. There's no antiviral. There's no vaccine. In fact, so let me kind of tell you what they're suggesting. They say the primary symptoms observed in children with tomato flu are similar to those of chikungunya, high fever, rashes, intense pain, and joints. Tomato flu gained its name based on the eruption of red and painful blisters throughout the body that gradually enlarge to the size of a tomato. These blisters resemble those seen with monkeypox. We don't need any more, you know, pustular viruses, but we do. The rashes also appear on the skin, and they lead to irritation. You could get fatigue, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, fever, dehydration, swollen of joints, body aches, flu-like symptoms that are similar to dengue. They say in children with these symptoms, the testing was done for all of those. Chikungunya, dengue, Zika, varicella, for chickenpox, herpes, and then they ruled those out. Then they were like, this is probably tomato virus. So there's tomato fever and tomato flu, same things, okay? So it's, you isolate, rest, plenty of fluids. They say, interestingly, you know how we used to say you put a cold compress on rashes? In the Lancet, they're recommending a hot compress. They say a hot water sponge for the relief of irritation of rashes. So that's fascinating because usually we like cool because we don't want parents to scald their children. But, you know, people do things differently. Those who are immunocompromised at higher risk, they say young children are also prone to this infection through the use of nappies. Nappies might be a binky. We call them binkies. I think they call them nappies. I thought also a nappy could have been a diaper. I don't know if you guys know what a nappy is. I thought a nappy was a diaper, but I think they're trying to talk about binkies. Kids will untouch unclean surfaces, put things in their mouth. So right now they're still kind of, you know, dealing and learning this. It's evolving. They want kids isolating for at least 5 to 7 days. They also still can't rule out that this won't affect adults. So if you're older, immunocompromised, we got tomato flu or tomato fever. So even though this is in India, this is now being highly watched. They don't know if this is something that's going to spread and make the rounds. We have done a fantastic job with chickenpox. I really commend America and multiple countries with their vaccination rollout. The problem is when the vaccination rollout came out and we were going, this is great. Kids aren't going to be affected with chickenpox. They're going to be able to, you know, go back to school. Parents aren't going to have to take off work. Some of us doctors are like, now, wait a second. All right, if we control chickenpox, are there going to be other sorts of things, you know? Is the chickenpox that was very widespread somehow either protective against other viruses coming in? I mean, is it just that there are all these viruses and pathogens that just want to hit us? And we survive because we have a fight with something that seems to be alpha and prevents the other illnesses. I mean, we saw what happened with COVID and flu. I don't want anybody getting COVID by any means, but flu can be deadly, was staved off because of COVID. Now that COVID is getting milder, flu's coming back. And so a lot of us doctors wondered, with our success at chickenpox, and you know, mind you, I couldn't stand having chickenpox as a kid. I love the fact we have vaccines. Could we have possibly inadvertently led to other sorts of illnesses that could then take hold? Because if a kid isn't dealing with chickenpox, something else is going to hit it. And I don't know. I don't know if I'm really, really, you know, convinced of that diagnosis. But what I am convinced of is that there are things out there, and there are more of them out there. And if they find an opportunity to make a host and spread among kids, they will. So when people go, gosh, you know, there's all these diseases. I think it's just because elections are coming up and this is all being made up. Why now? Why now? I don't blame the elections. I blame COVID. I blame, and I don't want to use the word blame, but I attribute some of these changes to, you know, our robust vaccination protocols. We're doing so damn good trying to avoid so many other illnesses that other illnesses are like, well, there's no one here to stop me, so I'm going to have access to the cell. So I can't say that's what's going on with this tomato flu or tomato fever, but be prepared. And this is something that we doctors are very, very well aware of. Sometimes when we think we're doing good, we might inadvertently be putting us at risk for something else. Look at with antibiotics. I'm a huge fan of antibiotics, but man, we have a slew of issues because of all the antibiotics we have and all the antibiotics we use. Now, and we have not been forcing humans to use other sort of immunity or natural ways to fight things, because now it's, all right, go grab some amoxicillin, go grab a Z-Pak. And so we could have weakened ourselves from an evolutionary standpoint. It's just nobody, including myself, is going to say stop because we have meaner and nastier bugs. But with antibiotics, we've grown meaner and nastier bugs. With you know, with viruses and the way we're trying to fight some of these other illnesses, we're going to get meaner. We're going to get ones that start to outsmart masks or outsmart vaccines. That's just the nature of the beast. Because remember, these pathogens have nothing better to do than become stronger 24/7. We have to watch Netflix and the Game of Thrones prequel. All they have to do is get stronger. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
It's up to a federal judge to decide if the affidavit used to execute a search warrant at former President Trump's Florida home will be unsealed. This comes after the Justice Department submitted its proposed redactions. The DOJ has concerns about it being revealed. Meanwhile, former President Trump wants the affidavit released. The feud between Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott and New York City Mayor Eric Adams continues. Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott wants Adams to visit the Mexican border. He says it would help Adams understand illegal immigration is in a dire situation.
If all Americans saw what we see every single day, they would be trying to put pressure on the president like we have been doing to change the president's policies.
The Republican governor continuing to bus illegal immigrants to the Big Apple. USA Radio News.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we got some good news this year. You guys remember? We got some fantastic news. I know there's been so much. You guys are like, wait, what happened positive this year? Well, on July 21st, the FDA finalized a rule to make certain hearing aids available over the counter. I mean, I can't line up fast enough. Right, but we haven't really had a lot of information of what's going to happen. So joining us next is Dr. Thomas Powers, Managing Director of Powers Consulting, and Katie Carr, President of Hearing Industries Association, to talk to us about this new rule on our hearing aids. Dr. Powers, Katie Carr, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having us on.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well, we're very, very grateful. So, yes, talk to us about what happened with the FDA last month.
The FDA has created a new category of hearing aids that can be sold over the counter or directly to consumers for persons who are 18 years and older who have perceived mild to moderate hearing loss. So important to note that this isn't for children, and it isn't for everyone with hearing loss. What we have is a different category that skips the requirement to see a hearing professional, which will lower the cost and hopefully encourages more people to take the opportunity to have their hearing checked. We'd love to see that with a hearing professional, and to really address what might be mild or moderate hearing loss.
So true. At least there's 30%, maybe 33% of seniors struggle from hearing loss, and that could not only be a sign of dementia and cognitive impairment, could actually also lead and accelerate it. So this is something that I'm very, very excited about, because we have a huge, huge baby boomer population, and I think we have even a higher rate of hearing loss than we've even been able to estimate.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, the data from NIH and others are that we have about 45 to 48 million individuals in the U.S. with hearing loss. For people over 75, it's really almost 50%. So aging plays a big role in hearing loss. Of course, there's other factors, genetics and noise exposure and something as simple as earwax. So there's a lot of things that can cause hearing loss. And so, again, the first step here is to identify what your loss is and what's the right choice of devices for you.
Exactly. Now, I know some physicians are mixed. I'm excited about increasing access because a lot of people don't want to go to the physician and all that. But you do bring up a good point where, we do need to still identify the cause, and so even though you could get the hearing aids, hopefully without needing to go through, a medical visit, are still crucial in terms of figuring out the why and if there's any other preventable factors.
Correct. I think, as you heard from Kate, it's perceived mild to moderate hearing loss, and most people are pretty bad at trying to decide whether their hearing loss is mild or moderate. They tend to, based on data we've collected, to underestimate the nature of their hearing loss. So, signs, of course, are you're asking people to repeat, your TV's up too loud, et cetera. And so we really think that having your hearing tested gives you the solid evidence, if you will, to make an informed choice about where you're going to go. I mean, we expect that a lot of professionals, audiologists, are going to offer OTC devices in their practices, but you're not required to have that further intervention. If you just want to get a hearing test, have your hearing tested, have the options explained, then if you want to proceed on the OTC, at least you're making informed decisions so that you don't end up with a device that either doesn't give you benefit or, you don't use, and now you've spent money on something that's just inappropriate.
Absolutely. We're speaking to Dr. Thomas Powers, managing member of Powers Consulting, LLC, and Kate Carr, president of Hearing Industries Association. Kate, do we have any idea how less expensive these might be? I know we don't have numbers, but hearing aids have been pretty darn expensive and have thwarted a lot of people getting that care. What are you hearing in terms of cost? Oh, did we lose Kate?
She's on mute, okay. I think.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Sorry, here I am. There are some hearing aids that have been approved as over-the-counter that sell in the range of $850 to $900. And they're approved and they're out there already. But in terms of the cost of hearing aids, there's a perception that all hearing aids cost $5,000 or more, when, in fact, I like to compare hearing aids to cars, not eyeglasses, cars. Because you can buy a basic car, you can buy a mid-level car, you can buy a premium car at different price points. The same is true for hearing aids. It's about the technology that comes in the device that you're purchasing. So there's variability there. And if you need just a basic device, you can probably find one for under $1,500, and that's not an OTC device. That's what will be called, when this new rule goes into effect in mid-October, a prescription device, and comes with all of the services of a hearing care professional.
Mm-hmm. You know, so I'm Generation X, and so I grew up with heavy metal bands and, you know, Def Leppard and rock. And so I think a lot of people have hearing issues, and they just, you know, attribute it to, well, you know, I'm middle age or I'm older. I think there's a lot of things we do that hurt our hearing. Any suggestions you guys have on what we can do to try to preserve our hearing?
Yeah, the simplest would be not to listen to that loud music, but we all do. So,
yeah.
So it's easier said than done. But I think, you know, hearing protection is an important part of that, that when we recognize that we're around loud noises, and that could be listening to our earphones, headphones, et cetera, at loud levels, being at concerts, try not to be next to the speaker. Other things like recreational things as well. I mean, you know, some riding lawnmowers and chainsaws and other mm-hmm. devices produce pretty loud sounds. So, you know, having some type of a headset or just earphones that you can put on without listening to music real loud, just to let them protect your hearing, are also very important. And so, you know, hearing protection is an important part of the front end. Once that hearing loss has occurred, of course, there's really no way for it to reverse. So now we're looking at, you know, what the intervention is going to be. Is that, you know, a simple OTC device if you have a mild to moderate perceived loss, or something a little more mm-hmm. technologically advanced for your particular hearing loss? Because there is no one-size-fits-all. We don't have a hearing loss for somebody who's 55 and a different one for somebody who's 60. Everybody's hearing pattern is somewhat unique. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. And they're getting better. The technology is improving. In the last minute or so, even though this is a win, are there any risks to having these over the counter?
I would say that the risk is not getting the right product, as Dr. Powers has mentioned. Over amplification, meaning you're turning up the volume too loud with your hearing devices. But there's also a risk of untreated hearing loss. That is associated with depression, social isolation, cognitive decline. So in the last minute or so, we want to encourage your listeners to pay attention to their hearing health, to get a check with a hearing care professional, particularly if you're 50 or older and have been exposed to loud noises consistently in your workplace. It's the best thing you can do is to mm-hmm. treat it like an important medical issue, because it is.
Mm-hmm. Where can people go to find more information?
For more information, please visit hearing.org. You'll find information about hearing health, hearing aids, and also a link if you're looking for a hearing professional.
Love it. Dr. Powers, Kate, thank you so much for joining us. We can't wait to have you back.
Thank you so much.
Take care. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So remember I told you guys that during the COVID pandemic, every now and then I would hear from somebody saying, well, thank God for COVID, because then we didn't have to do this. Well, thank God for COVID, because then we didn't have to go back to work and I get to work from home. And I'm like, I would never thank the Lord for COVID. I thank the Lord for surviving COVID. I don't know if I would actually thank the Lord for, you know, having this pandemic. Well, the other day, I had a patient, and I was asking them if they needed a work note. And they say, oh, no, you know, thank the Lord. COVID still allows me to work from home. it's just a very weird thing to hear. You know, and you don't know if as a doctor, you don't know if you go, oh, yeah, that was good. Or if you're like, well, Because I just don't say anything. I'm like, okay, well, if you don't need to work now, you don't need to work now. I'm not going to necessarily join in the jubilations and celebrations that there's a pandemic going on that allows you to work from home. But we discussed this a couple years ago. That there are many people who, on one end, there's two ways to do this, okay? I am a huge fan of when life gives you lemons, make lemonade. So if, you know, there's poop going on, and you are able to make a poop pie out of that, you are able to, or turn that poop into fertilizer, a power to you. I think when you're dealt a bad situation, for you to figure out how to make it work and overcome, I think is one of the coolest things. On the flip side, I don't like it when people wish for the poop, because they are able to have a better situation as a result of it. And so now that, you know, Omicron is passing, and, you know, people have been home for almost, you know, 2.5 years. Some people still haven't gone back to the office. Wanting to go back to the office is getting more difficult. And Apple, I believe, sent a memo saying, yeah, we're going to want you guys back at least 3 days a week. And now Apple employees are petitioning to not. They want to stay home. Well, not everybody, because their petition hasn't really gained that many people yet. But the petition comes after Apple chief executive Tim Cook reportedly issued a memo saying starting September 5th, which is coming up, workers in the Bay Area would be expected to report to the office 3 days a week. Not 3 days a week. Employees will be expected to be in the office Tuesdays and Thursdays, as well as on a third day, left to be determined by individual teams. That's according to The Verge. They published the memo. The memo said other offices will hear more details shortly. So now there's a petition. It's only garnered 244 signatures, probably more, you know, by the end of the day, where they want more flexible arrangements. They say for the past 2 years, Apple's formerly office-based employees have performed exceptional work, flexibility both outside and inside traditional office environments. However, Apple leadership, according to their petition, recently announced they require a general return to the office starting the week of September 5th. This uniform mandate from senior leadership does not consider the unique demands of each job role, nor the diversity of individuals. Those asking for more flexible arrangements may have compelling reasons and circumstances, disabilities, family care, safety, health, environmental concerns, financial considerations, to just plain being happier and more productive. They demand that Apple allows each of us to work directly with our immediate manager to figure out what kind of flexible work arrangements are best for each of us and for Apple. These work arrangements should not require higher level approvals, complex procedures, and providing private information. So everybody has a point. But my question, and I'm not trying to be a lawyer, is if these working from home individuals were performing stellar, robust, productive results, then why does Apple need to start getting people back? What are these companies missing? Now, I've had people that have told me, look, you know, if I hear of any working from home jobs, let them know, you know, they're leaving one job or they're getting laid off, you know, because of the recession. So if there's any other work from home jobs, I can't find work from home jobs. I mean, in fact, even doctors, you know, a lot of us already flooded the telemedicine companies that all I keep getting is, can you come to the office? Can you come to the office? Can you come to the office? All right. The work sector is demanding that there actually be people that show up. You can't really serve food remotely. You can't always perform, you know, you can't deliver a baby, you can't do surgery remotely. And so what we thought was going to be the new normal with COVID going, oh, wow, yay, we could work from home. The disinterest in coming back to work, I thought, was going to be the new normal. But there's no way that most industries can function effectively paying the higher salaries that they are for people that they can't necessarily oversee and watch what they're doing. And I've been an employee and an employer. And I will tell you hands down that, yes, I have seen people screw around, and I've screwed around. I mean, on the job. I will make it up because I might stay later. I always work at home. I work, you know, do extra work on the weekends. I wouldn't say, look, you know, I did this. Can I get credit for doing this on the weekend? You know, I mean, I made sure I still had good work ethic. But there's a lot of people that, I, you know, they brag about sleeping in. I see them on Facebook. I see them posting. I see them, you know, doing the little games on, you know, who your loved one should be or which actor you should be dating. And I'm like, aren't you at so-and-so job? How do you have time to do these Facebook games? It shows that, you know, people are, you know, enjoying some of the flexibilities they have and some of the off time without a manager being right there on their butt. Now, I got to tell you, working from home, I love it. I mean, I love working remotely. I think it's fantastic. But at some point, you know, there's only so many people that could do it. And these companies need people to come to work. And I got to tell you, you know, some of you guys really blew it. And you blew it for the rest of us. I mean, me working from home, when I have to see patients, I'll see them on a Sunday. I'll see them late night. I'll see them early morning. I'll see them during Christmas. I mean, you need me to work. You need me. I'm gonna be there. But a lot of you guys who worked from home, and I'm not saying my listeners are cool, but a lot of the people out there, they dinked around. And so now these employers are like, no, we need you back. You see, what everybody should have done was be really, really smart. They should have said, hey, guys, you know, we can make this work. Let's show the company that us working from home is going to be even better for them so they'll never want us back. That didn't happen. They're like, oh, sorry, COVID, I have to be home. And sleeping in, hanging out at the pool. So now trying to drag people back to work, you're getting petitions, you're getting bad press. Oh, what a meanie, you want to get people back. Again, if people had really kept up their productivity, and mind you, there's a few of you out there that did a stellar job, but if the average person didn't really put in exactly 8 hours of work, and that employer feels like I paid you more, we had to give you more money because, you know, we tried to get you back, if they don't feel you're worth what you're making, you're out. So sadly, and we predicted this would happen, the recession would come. So those of you that got kick-ass bonuses to come back to work said, you know what, whatever you want, you can work from home, we'll pay you, you know, 30% more in salary, whatever you want, you know, paid leave, extra leave, all sorts of goodies. Now employers are like, okay, we're having bottom line problems, so we got to cut people. So who's going to get cut? Well, the least productive, those making more than they're worth, and those that are just too gosh darn expensive. And I'm fearful of that because I remember what happened during the Great Recession and those layoffs, and it was years. It didn't end in 2009. We had, in my neck of the woods, a really, really bad few years with the recession. And sometimes people who made the most money were on the chopping block because they could get cheaper individuals that want to work. So, you know, I get, you know, what Apple employees, I get it. You know, if you're there, you know, for your family or you have a disability, I get why you want to work remotely. But somebody screwed up on the productivity train such that now employers are like, nah, 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 this working remotely isn't working for us. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds. communicate our thoughts and ideas and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.